The next segment that we're beginning here on the meditation process, we'll discuss more about the downward current of energy, and also I will make some breathing recommendations, because deep breathing is very, very helpful for your health. Extremely helpful. And what I want to avoid is getting too complicated with it, but I do want to talk about some simple things that will bring even more of this current of energy into your body. First, let's talk a little more about this energy. I mentioned that it's life-giving. It is found in it's found in everything, the earth, the rocks, the trees, and in all life. And all of life has more of it, much more of it, especially human life. And the more developed the person is, the more mature, the more wise, they contain more of it. And in fact, this is one reason why certain people live longer. Now, it's true, there are people who are not very nice and seem very undeveloped who live a long time. But it's an ancient secret that if you want to extend your life, you bring in more of this energy called the current of life. You can call it vital force. In Chinese, in ancient days, they called it qi or ki. I believe that's Japanese. In Sanskrit, it's called prana. In other languages, they have many words for it. Wilhelm Reich, an American experimenter, called it orgone energy. There are many words for it. It is a very, it's subtle. It's very subtle. It's not so easy to measure, by the way. Standard instruments don't do a very good job at measuring it. For one thing, it's everywhere around us. So measuring it is not easy, because you have to measure a flow or a concentration of it. It's not like it's not there someplace. Someday, I believe it will power all of our cars and all of our airplanes and our ships and our trains and our houses, because it's very abundant and infinite in its energy. And I want you to know that this is a very profound concept. That's the reason I'm bringing all this up. In order to heal the body, we want to bring more and more of this energy in. So let's talk about a way to do that, and that's deep breathing. Yoga practices, for example, have talked about breathing forever. Not forever, but for 10,000 years. And there's some very simple things to do. One of those is called the three-part yoga breath. The biggest problem for most people in breathing is they breathe shallow. And they breathe shallow in two ways. One, they don't breathe into their abdomen. Most people do not breathe into the abdomen, especially women. Why? Because when you breathe into your abdomen should move outward. And a lot of women don't want their stomach to stick out. And they think that if they do this breath and they breathe the way babies do, babies definitely do abdominal breathing, which is another way to say breathing into your abdomen, that their stomach will stick out. But this is not true. But it is important to be able to breathe into your abdomen. And it is a problem if you have a tight belt on. So when you do this, you don't want to have a tight belt around your waist. And if you're laying down, you can test to see if you're breathing into your abdomen by putting a book on your abdomen. Just lay down flat. And as you breathe in, the book should go up. In other words, the book, as you're laying on your back, the book should go up. Your stomach should move outward. And then as you breathe out, the book should go inward. And this may seem very unfamiliar when you first do it. While I'm talking about this, do the meditation exercise. Bring the energy down. Be aware of your hand, one finger at a time. If you don't want to do the breathing, if it's very difficult, don't bother with it. But since this exercise, this CD, will be for beginners and for people who are more advanced, you can add deep breathing to it. And you just breathe into your abdomen. And that's the first part of the three-part yoga breath. And the way to test it is you can look at your abdomen, perhaps, or if you can't see it very well, you put a book on there, and the book should go up if you're laying down. If you're sitting, your stomach should move outward. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out, your stomach should move in. And you'll need to practice this, because for most people, it is unfamiliar. Although we all did it as babies. And if you watch a baby, they tend to be abdominal breathers. In yoga breathing, they often teach to and be aware of your hand. Do the exercise while I'm speaking. Bring your mind back to your hand. But they often speak of breathing even from your toes. In other words, you can imagine, although there's no air down there, you can bring the air when you breathe in even from the toes, and you start down there and you bring it up to your abdomen slowly. But definitely breathe into your abdomen. That's the first part of the three-part breath. Be aware of your hand, one finger at a time. If your mind wanders off, bring your mind back, as though you're looking through the middle of your forehead with your eyes closed. Now on to the second part of the breath. This has to do with your sort of mid-chest. And the rib cage should move in and out. The sides of your chest, for example, as you breathe in, the sides of your chest should move outward. And some people don't even breathe into this area very well. Some people, those ribs are so tense and stiff that the only part of their chest that they breathe into is the upper chest, particularly women, again. So the second part of the breath is to be aware. First you fill your abdomen as full as you can. The book should go out. Then your ribs should move outward. That's the second part of the three-part breath. And the third part is the upper chest. Now the third area of breathing is the upper chest. And for this, the chest, as you breathe in on that area, the chest should rise. And you can, again, you should be able to feel this. And the chest should rise in this. And this is the three-part yoga breath. So as you're meditating, as you're being aware of your hand, as you're sending energy downward from your head, down into your right hand, one finger at a time, as though you're looking out through the middle of your forehead, with eyes closed, looking straight ahead, not rolling your eyes. You can practice the three-part yoga breath, where you begin by breathing into your abdomen, and quite vigorously. You can even begin by visualizing breathing into your feet, and the air moving up into the abdomen, filling the abdomen, and then the second part is it moves up into the mid-chest, and your rib cage goes out to the sides and to the front a little to fill the middle of the chest, and then it fills the upper chest. That is the order or sequence here. And then, and often people do this to a count, like they'll count to maybe four or even eight as they fill their abdomen. And then they'll count eight as they fill the ribs, and then they'll count eight again as they fill their upper chest. And then you may hold it for a count or two, not too long, and then when it's, don't be uncomfortable with any of this, then you let it out again. And people have different ways of doing this. Some people let it out starting with the abdomen again, which is how I learned it. And then you go to your rib cage and then your upper chest. I think that's the better way. Some people let the air out of the chest first, the upper chest, and then the mid-chest, and then the abdomen. And that's all there is to it. Don't embellish it. You don't have to hold your mouth in a certain position. You don't have to make noises. Keep it very simple. And this is called the three-part yoga breath. Be aware of your hand, though. Keep moving that energy downward. Keep moving it downward as hard as you can, visualizing yourself under Niagara Falls or under a very powerful current of energy or current of water that is moving through you and energizing you, which it is doing. So this is the three-part yoga breath. Now there is another breath that is also used somewhat, which is, for me, it is more difficult to do, quite a bit more difficult to do. And yet, it may be useful for some people. And it's called circle breathing. So you may want to do this. Now I want to point out, once again, that the breath is not the most important part of this exercise. The breath is not the most important. The moving the energy downward, being aware of your hand, one finger at a time, bringing your mind back to your hand over and over, that's the most important part. But the breathing will enhance it and may be helpful, especially for certain ailments, for example, respiratory problems, infections, because the breath brings in more oxygen into the body. Shallow breathing is not good really for your organs, and breathing more deeply will actually massage your organs. It can help hydrate the body. It can help circulation in the body. So it has many benefits. And so that's why I'm including it on this CD program. So the circle breathing is basically to, as you breathe in, you imagine a current of energy moving up your spine in the back, moving up your back. And as you breathe in, you move the energy up from the tailbone, or even from the feet. You move energy up, and preferably you fill your abdomen, and then you fill your mid chest, and then you fill your upper chest, and finally you breathe all the way into your head, right up to the tippy top. And then you may hold it for a count or two, and then maybe again to the count of 10, you slowly exhale, and again you go down the front of the body. You move energy down the front of the body. So as you breathe in, you move your energy, say, to the count of 10. You breathe in and you move energy up the back, all the way up to your head, as deeply as you can, while you're being aware of your hand. And then as you breathe out, you move energy, you move it in a circle down the front of the body. That is the circle breath. It's quite simple again. Don't embellish it anymore. Just work on that. And if you can do that at the same time that you're being aware of your hand, excellent. It's not easy to do all these things at first. It's hard enough. As I say, I couldn't even find the middle of my forehead in the beginning. And I used to have to keep moving my finger up to my forehead. I had to do that many times during even a 30-minute session. So I'm including a lot on this CD. And the breath is not the most important one, but it's something you can add. So that's circle breathing. And when you're doing this, you're doing something which is called in Tantra Yoga, it's called the macrocosmic orbit or the microcosmic orbit. It's up the back, down the front. And this is the flow of energy. And I want to discuss, I'll go into it more in some of the other segments, all the things that this does for the body and why this is so. But right now, I want you to just focus on this circle breathing or the simple yoga breath. The circle breathing is actually more complicated. You're really doing the yoga breathing when you're doing the circle breathing, because as you inhale, you start at your feet, or at least at your belly, and you fill the belly first with air, and you feel it in your back, and then you move up and you fill your mid-chest, and then you move up more and you fill your upper chest, and then you move upward and you actually fill up, you feel like you're filling your neck and your head with air. And then you, maybe to the count of two, you might stay there, and then you move down and you slowly let the air out of the chest and out of the mid-chest and then out of your abdomen. And that's the circle breath. And you can get quite good at this. And you can move that energy around forcefully around your body, called the microcosmic orbit. Okay, well, that will conclude this segment of this Compact Disc program.